Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
Well, we're talking before we went on the air about what the charts look like and how volatile these markets have been. But, boy, I tell you, it's really been a roller coaster.
It has. You know, it's all the talk now that you hear is how dry it is in a lot of different places. I know you're dry up there right around here where I'm at. The topsoil's dry. We've had a little bit of rain, but the corn, which is what would be hurt first by dry weather, is pretty much gone almost into a downtrend now, at least from a technical perspective. We've closed above a couple of real important support levels, and the beans, which, you know, we don't really care what the beans do this time of year, as long as they get up and out of the ground, and yet the bean market has been real positive.
You know, I was out driving around a little bit, too, and I tell you, there's a lot of areas with the corn that's irrigated looks good, but the dryland corn is really hurting.
Well, we don't have any irrigated corn here in my area, but, of course, we've had the rain here. And, in fact, the southern half of Cass County got over an inch of rain Sunday morning. So it's just been real spotted. There have been a lot of rains that have sort of started here and moved east. And so it's going to be a exciting summer, and here it is only the middle of June.
Has the wind caused much problems?
Well, you know, Nebraska's perpetually windy, you know, off and on. I mean, not all the time, but I guess probably the biggest problem you'd have with the wind is trying to get herbicides applied. But we've had enough good weather and enough dry days that I don't think that's going to be a big concern right now. Now, if we get a full week of it where you couldn't get in the field, then it would be.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about the charts. Let's go back and touch on those here quickly. How are things looking?
Well, the corn chart is what I had particular reference to. There was a gap on the corn chart about 2 months ago, and a lot of times when you have a gap, an area, in other words, where there wasn't any trading, the market will go up, and then it'll come back down and try to fill that gap. And, in fact, it did fill the gap, or almost filled it, about 2 weeks ago. And then just in the last couple of days, it filled it, and on Thursday, yesterday, it close below that gap, and that's a very bearish scenario on technically for corn. And so we need some positive news to bring that corn market up, and it's just a little bit early for dry weather to do it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, if somebody would like some information or some tips, how do they get a hold of you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and it's all current and free.
All right, Roy, visit with you again next week.